Contact Dealer, episode 164, Customs and Creations from the week of October 5th, 2008.
That ever happened? You're looking for something and then, oh, there you think, oh, there's no way, that's not, but that's you! Ha ha! I didn't even think, yeah. Oh, that's right, I have to kill you.
Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. You're about to hear what the Halo Nation had to say about this week's topic at Podtacular.com to help you dominate at Halo. So strap on your Spartan armor and grab a battle rifle, because it's time to finish the fight.
It's come down to just chill with me.
Your host, Fubo Judd. Ah, I mean G. Lewis, sorry. God, I keep
missing. And I'm Jabba.
Okay. So, like we said, we're doing Customs and Creations this week for y'all. We have a guest host here today, Jabba.
Oh,
Jabba's here.
Hello.
And, like we said, G. Lewis is here.
Woohoo!
So, he finally got around to making it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I finally penciled you in my schedule.
So, Jabba, tell us a little about yourself.
Who are you?
What you do in the community. Who are you? Maybe all what right, are you?
I'm a male. Jabba, or John. And I play Halo 3. And in the community, I just set up events, or at least try to. And pretty much it just post around.
Cool.
How did you hear about Podtacular? How did you start listening to the podcast?
KBC. Yeah, showed me a website and stuff. Thought it was pretty neat, so signed up.
Cool. What kind of events do you head up on Podtacular?
Well, right now, starting a tournament, and it's a fall tournament. And so I guess I got that going right now. And usually just like I've done a few Halo nights, and right now I have a Call of Duty 4 night that should, and it's gonna be Thursday, hopefully every week, and I guess I got that going.
Nice. Do you have a lot of response to these events?
I guess I got a decent amount of people, and I got this one thing I'm trying to get going in the rec clan, but it's not going too well, so if you want to sign up, go there.
Well, if you ever need any events front paging to get more popularity, I'm sure we could do that for you.
All right, sweet.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Jabba, for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. We're going to go ahead and jump into the submissions that we got for this week. So, Crypto, you want to take the first one?
Yep. This one's from YPacer. First, I'd like to say is welcome back. I have been listening for about half a year now and became a member last week. And my first submission, some people say my name wrong and it's not hard to pronounce. It's just Y Pacer. That's a capital Y dash Pacer. Now to get to the TFTF. Really, it's not a TFTF, but the map I've been working on for a while now. It's called Beaver Creek. It's a Foundry remake of the map Halo 2. You guessed it, Beaver Creek. It's in my file share. It's not in my file share yet. But he's just adding spawns and weapons to it in the rightful places. His game attack is YPacer, WIPACER. Same as his username on Podtacular. If you can, please add him to your friends list. It says, keep on kicking some tiger butt plug into anus armor covered. A dunk a dunk that belongs to all those purple alpacas that Santa and P. Diddy used to smuggle plums. No.
Yeah, he had the now take a date breath and say it three times faster. Yeah, good try. We're not going to even attempt to do it. We're too lazy, so to speak.
All right, everybody. Next up, we got Flammable Dude writes in. Hi, guys. Flammable Dude here. I already said that. I'm a long-time listener and a first-time submitter here at Podtacular. Anyways, I just wanted to tell you guys about my new map. It's a Slayer map on Foundry. I haven't seen one of those. There are two bases. It's kind of like, you know, Beaver Creek or something. Each... I'm going to get you on each side, each one has a big ramp leading from the base to the corner of the map to the middle. The back halls are blocked off, and there's a sniper by the door on each side. In the middle, there's a giant cone made of stairs. Well, that's going to be...
That's cone.
Through rot, I mean, throughout the map, there are corner walls.
Through the rot.
Or snipers in one shotgun in the middle. There are also... assault rifles and other weapons around the map. My friend and I made this the other day, and it's our first competitive map. We played out. We played with our friends. We played with a few friends of ours for a while, and I think it plays out pretty well. My gamer tag is Flammable Dude, just so everybody doesn't know, and it's on his file share. His name's Spoon, because, you know, if you have like a spoon and whatnot. At the moment, because we couldn't think of anything better. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure after we play it, maybe we can get a better... Maybe I call it Cone or something. Well, that's all we got for today. Good luck with the new show. We've got some big shoes to fill. Oh, thank you. You've got some big shoes to fill. I think we've got it. But it sounds like you guys are up to the challenge. Keep on fragging those trucks.
Woohoo!
I like that. Keep on fragging trucks. I like that.
Original.
Yeah. Very original.
Oh, I never heard of it. That's a good one. I think we should use that. We should let copyright that saying.
Yeah.
Job, get on that right now. Go to copyright.com and copyright it. Thank you.
Wow.
He's the intern for the week.
Yes. Guest host equals intern.
We should make him go like to a park and ask people for money and like then spend all the money at Burger King and buy Big Macs and then give them to homeless people. That's what I'm saying.
I feel a lot easier just to pickpocket them.
No. I mean, unless you got a big gun. I mean, I don't own a gun. I have a controller. I mean, I don't... Anyway. I'm gonna hold my controller up too. Don't make me use it! Anyway.
Guess you're gonna shoot me with virtual bullets. I am scared to death.
Whoa.
Stop shaking that Wiimote at me.
I surrender!
He's got the zapper!
Don't tase me, bro!
Don't tase me, bro.
Oh, boy.
Go on to the next dude.
Yeah, next one we have here is Mr. Schmite62. He says, hey guys, this is Mr. Schmite62. It's a name of a boss from an MMORPG. Sending a game and map variant. First, the map isn't really the big thing with this pair. The game variant is the better one. It's called the Assassin. This is a VIP variant, so regular players spawn with regular assault rifles and two frag grenades.
Wait. Regular assault rifles? I want to know what special assault rifles are. Anyway.
Well, he's probably making the distinguish between assault rifles and battle rifles.
Oh,
that's what
special assault rifle is a battle rifle. Okay, from now on PodTech, if anybody submits anything, you have to refer to a battle rifle
as a special assault rifle.
Oh, maybe.
Because it's special. Okay, there will be a few mongooses close by your spawn that you can use to get into battle at a faster pace. Regular players can get points as well, but the two VIPs is what changes the game into a bloody hide-and-seek. A VIP spawns with a little better jump, a little camo, a sniper rifle, and an energy sword. The VIP is to assist close by in the battle, picking off unexpected enemies, but every time you shoot or swing, your cover is lost. If the VIP dies, the team receives 10 points and ends the round. Then another assassin is picked. I made my map on Valhalla because it's the classic two base structure. I'll probably make more maps for this game type in the future. The map and game will probably be up on my file share this weekend, which I think will be before the show is broadcasted. Thank you guys so much. Keep on fragging flaming forklifts that have sponsors of Chuck Norris and wearing Amos armor.
Oh, I want some of that.
I want some Chuck Norris.
We should put the anus armor in the Podtacular store. That would probably be a very popular item.
We should have the next to the I'm a Gay Marine little thing. We should
I like
that.
Them.
Actually, I'm wearing them right now. Check them out. Jabba, look. What do you think?
Shed your eyes.
I need an adult.
I'm too young to die.
FDO.
Nice.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Jabba, you want to take the next one?
No. I'll do it.
No, you don't have a choice.
Zahn the Great writes, "Hey, this is Zahn the Great, or Sergeant Waffle, and I just wanted to tell you guys about this awesome game type that my friend made. His creation is called Rambo, and let me tell you, it is epic. The zombies...
Capital E.
So it's mind you, epic. Continue.
The zombies have no shields, have only 10% damage resistance, swords, and low gravity. But to spice things up a bit, the zombies have regenerating grenades, and the alphas have splazers. So as you can guess, it's pretty balanced. Oh, and did I mention that the last human becomes a pure Rambo? Turn into Sylvester Stallone.
That would be
an old washed up actor. He becomes super fast and gains grenades, but this is harder than it sounds because 15 zombies coming at you with swords isn't the easiest thing to cope with. It's only if you have a full game. This game type is best played on any infection map within closed spaces. That way, it's harder to kill the zombies and harder to become Rambo. This game type might not sound very fun, but believe me, it is. Shoutouts to Warlock2112, who created the game type and is my bestest Halo buddy.
Bestest?
Sounds kind of. Sounds suspicious.
Alright, yeah, from now on, for everybody, if you guys can do me a favor.
What?
For everybody that's gonna write anything in from now on, if I can you guys like read over it before you send it?
Spell check.
It's kind of difficult trying to decipher what the heck you guys are trying to say on the fly. Because I did a good job of redoing that. I don't know what Sergeant Waffle was on. Or what he was drinking, but I need him to send me a ASAP.
Believe me, this isn't as bad as some of the other ones that we'll get. So, this is one of the better ones.
I wonder what Fury's submissions would look like.
Any of you who use Firefox's built-in spell checker, we honor you. Whoever does not. We pwn you nubs, and you need to use spell check.
Okay.
Okay. Hey. Next one?
Next submissions by Steve Manning. And he says, "Hi everybody, this is Carl. I mean, Steve Manning. I made a custom with my stepbrother called Bioshock, which is based on the game. It's basically a huge maze, whereas a human and zombies are splicers. I have. It resembles the city of Rapture World. There aren't any camping spots, so it's fair. There are vents in the ceilings where the survivors can jump down into. Again, like in the game. It's very balanced, and everyone has played it loved it. It's in my file share with my gamertag, Rapture. My gamertag is SteveMatic13. Keep on flagging trucks."
Nice! That sounds
I
like
love Carl.
I love, Bioshock was a good game, so I guess we'll have to go check out his,
game
stuff. I think from now on we should get like show notes a couple of days in advance so I can check all these out and see what anyway, okay, sounds good. I like that, Steve, or Carl, whatever you want to be called, but I don't know why you curse of Steve Manick if your name's Carl. You gotta,
it's not, we just made it up.
we just threw that in there. It's just a made up name.
Yeah, all the names that are submitted, that they're not real. We make them up. Kind of makes things more
protection.
Interesting.
Well, now we have a lone soldier. Soldier, 332. I like to call him Lil Wayne, and he says he calls. Hey, Podtacular, I've been listening since about episode 90 or so, and I haven't stopped yet. And he's not going to stop because, I mean, look who we got on the show. We got Jabba on. It's great to have you back. Well, everyone know I miss Fumo Jive and JVB a lot. We all do. I mean, you know, you got to put that behind you, bro. Aww. But I'm sure CryptoFlix and Duststorm and G Lewis and Jabba will do a great job. I had a job in that.
Yeah, no.
next time, put commas between those. But anyways, I have a custom map that I'd like to tell everyone about. This map is called Containment 0.5. And in case you haven't already guessed, yes, it's a remake of Halo 2's popular map Containment. Whoa. I love that map. I've been working on it since September 10th, and it's near perfect at the time. It's set up as a territory game, and it's on Foundry. Unfortunately, there's only one base because Foundry's too small. But it's got the big base, the cave to the left, tower to the right, and I haven't released the map yet to the public. But I'm still sorting out the glitches, but it will be up on my file share along with the game variant to go out with it before All Hallows Eve, Halloween. That's October 31st, 2008 for all you guys. Anyways... Thank you, Soldier, for sending your stuff out. He wants to give a shout out to Fumo Jive, Cam Crunk, Duststorm Crypto, JVB, and not me for being so awesome. Lord Stank and you zombies for encouraging me to keep on making that. Keep on fragging that darn anus armor. Peace out.
Peace out.
I love you. I love
nice.
You, Soldier. I love you even though you didn't give me a shout out. I love you.
Okay.
Jabba loves you. Kind of. Jabba. Execute order 6-6. Anyway.
Go ahead and take the next one, Jabba.
Alright. NinjaMan59i writes, "Hey guys, what's up? I'll try to make this short for the sake of CryptoFlix."
Oh. Yeah, we had problems last time with CryptoFlix.
Dang.
He's calling you out. Wait, he didn't even spell crypto right. He spelled it Cryto. Cryto Flix.
It's Cryto Flix. It's obviously not Crypto Flix. It's Cryto Flix. Alright.
Yeah.
I didn't make this map, but it's my favorite map ever in Leet Speak. So last year. I believe it is in my file share. The name is The Mammoth. Basically, you go into Forge, and whoever is connection host should have party leader, and the host get in the Hornet and blow up the gravity lift. And blow up the grav lift. Up is down. Down is up. Left is right. And of course, right is left. That's for steering, by the way. If you wanna help doing it, send me an Xbox Live message, and I'll help. Keep on loading the Mac gun and firing iPods.
Nice. I like that one.
Nice punctuation.
Original.
Yeah.
I like the iPods because I hate Apple. All day. Sorry.
Oh, I didn't even get that one. I've got a big essay.
Jeez. Okay. Want me to read it for you? I'll read it for you.
I don't like using like 15 language. Go for it. We could take it in turns. We could read a sentence each.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Romantic.
We should like stutter step words.
Okay.
Everybody say a word. Hey,
okay, I'll start it out. Okay, first me, then Jabba, then Crypto, then what's the other guy's name? Oh, that guy gets all shout outs. What's his name? Oh, yeah, Duststorm.
Hey now.
Wait, what's the rotation?
Okay, you're out of the rotation. You're out.
Damn.
Lose, you fail.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
I'll read it. You want me to read it? I'll read it.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Dude, I got like a 12th grade reading level. I'm only a senior in college and stuff, you know. Anyway. Hey, Podtagler. Okay, first off, this comes from Uzumaki. Does anyone know how to say that?
Uzumaki. Uzumaki.
Uzumaki 15. I've seen him on the forum. Sorry if I screwed that up. But he's here with a new custom game. It's called Cure and made from my map Last Defense. Cure is basically reverse infection where the humans are zombies and the zombies are humans. Whoa! It's like opposite day. It starts with only one zombie, a.k.a. the human, and the rest are humans, a.k.a. the zombies. The zombies, a.k.a. the humans, or... Yeah. Starts with the SMG, a magnum, and a barricaded room inside the base. Apparently there's a base. The humans start on the other side with swords.
This is confusing.
Yeah, this is very confusing.
But anyway, so the zombie... Okay, this just think it's backwards day, and all the zombies... are not zombies. And the people who are not
basically
zombies,
he reversed the game type to serve a different purpose.
What?
He basically made the game type to where it serves a different purpose than it was intended to.
Okay, anyway. At first it may seem like it's unfair for the zombie, but never fear, he or she or it has a variety of weapons in the starting room and plenty more around the map, including sentinel beams, covenant weapons, brute weapons, and last but not least, human weapons.
Which are then zombie weapons.
Yes, because the covenant weapons are human weapons, and the human weapons are zombie weapons, and the brute weapons are Jabba's weapons, and we're all good. To make it fair for both sides, the zombies have three different locations they can spawn at to prevent spawn camping, and the humans have shields so they don't get gunned down so easily. This map and game type are in my file share, which is UZUMAKI 15, no spaces. They haven't been tested, so any feedback would be appreciated. Also, I'd like to ask if anyone would like to help me test my latest map that's in the works. It's called Hill 400 after the World War II battle. It's currently designed for assault territories, but I hope to have it ready for TS soon. Well, that's it for my shoutouts. Well, hold up. That's it for me. Shoutouts to Heavenly Yeti. He's a cool guy. Duststorm. He's all right. Ninja Man. He's cool. Most Chameleon. I never met him before. And to my best friend, Trigger Happy Psycho. Spelled Trigger Happy Psycho. Cool.
No, we had this problem last time. It's actually spelled Tiger Happy Psycho.
Oh.
Since the username is too long in the Xbox Live tag, it's Tiger Happy Psycho.
Anyway, well, he wants to end it out. Keep on fragging trucks, and I didn't get another shout out. If I don't get a shout out from every submission next week, I'm seriously quit. Where's Crypto? He's British. Come on, guys. He's the cool. You can't. No. Do you want him to stay here? Seriously.
I mean, I should go play croquet.
Yeah, he can go play some cricket. I mean, he can go get some tea and crumpets. Croquet. But he's here doing this for you guys.
Or he can be sleeping for his university tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's like
October.
He could be running around. I mean, look what crazy Brits do. It could be 007, but no, he's here.
Ah,
yes, Brosnan.
He could be driving on the wrong side of the road or something.
Ooh.
Crypto. <Anyway. laughs> Spell color. Spell color.
C O L O U R. Color.
Yay.
What's a Fortnite? I never understood that. What does that mean?
It's two weeks.
Oh, okay. What do they call it? A Fortnite?
Fortnite? Because we have Fort with knights on top.
Oh, really? You guys have forts like Fort McKinney and...
We have loads.
We have forts. Fort Knox.
Yeah. With no gold in it, apparently, anymore.
Okay. Well, we got one more submission here, so I'll go ahead and wrap it up with that one. This comes from Smurfy. He says, "Hey, Protector, it's Smurfy again. Just riding in with a cool Forge map me and my friend made on Foundry. It's probably best described as a maze, although technically there is only one path you can take. However, you encounter several different puzzles as you go along."
I like puzzles.
Some of them are... What?
Hold on.
Sound like my grandma.
Some of them are just... the simple type where you have to go through a turret in a wall, but there are some others, much harder ones. I'll give you an example. You start in a big square room. The walls are very high. There's no way to jump out, even if you grenade jump, and the corner of the room is an exit. However, the exit is completely blocked by teleporters and a shield door. There are three mongooses in the middle of the room. Going through one of these teleporters will send you to one of the three receivers, each one in a different corner of the room. Every single teleporter leads to one of these, and there are no gaps between the teleporters. How do you get out? Clue. The mongooses are there for a reason, and to get out, you will need to find a way past the teleporters. By the way, there are no turrets in the walls. Well, have fun trying to figure it out, Smurfy. P.S. Keep on fragging Nene followers that wear anus armor to kill cheese-eating, surrendering monkeys and move the... parsnips that they found on top of purple filing cabinets.
Okay.
By the way, just a guess, the one he's talking about with the mongoose and the teleporters, spoiler alert,
block the teleporters with the mongoose.
Aww.
I ruined it. I'm sorry.
That's and no also, fun.
We have Lady Lewis.
Thank you, everybody, for your submissions this week. We enjoyed them all. There was a lot of double basses, I've noticed, and a lot of, you know, everybody giving shout-outs to Duststorm and that Crypto and all. We got to change this.
Yeah, G Lewis is part of this now, so make sure he gets some recognition.
Like it or not, I mean, everybody remember, it's called the Special Assault Rifle, thanks to Mr. Smite 62 from now on. Now we're going on history. The regular assault rifle is the AR, and the special assault rifle is the BR. I better see some next week. And whoever does will get 10 painkiller bucks, which I ran. The Bank of G. Lewis went bankrupt when the whole stock market thing happened. So.
Aww.
Anyway. Okay. Yeah, we're in restructuring phase. Don't worry about it. We'll be back up and running pretty soon.
Very nice. Well, that kind of wraps up this episode. That's all the tips that we have. We need to see a few more people. I know we're starting back up, but come on.
You gave
Fumo in a JVB.
Can I
in
submit
abundance.
Something?
Yeah, sure,
something?
If you want to.
Submit the show.
G. Lewis says, submit more stuff to Podtacular Podcast. Keep on fragging trucks. Lol. Shout out to G. Lewis. Duststorm, you suck. And big shout out to CryptoFlix.
Aww.
Love the accent.
Long.
But yeah, seriously, guys. Keep it up. We like the support that we're getting for us taking over the podcast. We really appreciate all you guys supporting us.
Anus this many times in show notes. I've done a lot of podcasting, but I've never read the word anus so many times in one episode of any podcast. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, we've got the anus armor.
Just throwing it out there.
Soon to come to the Podtacular store, hopefully.
Can I do a shout-out for something in my file share?
Sure.
All right.
Advertising on that. No.
It will cost you 350
Microsoft points.
All right, so...
Make payable to the Duststorm needs. Go.
Javon Pollard says, go to... Jabba the Pollard's file share and go under JABADAPOLLARD. So
he's been rehearsing that.
That sounds like a song.
Ah, it's very
Jabba the Pollard. Go to his file share and download this map.
It's not a map.
Download this map. Oh yeah.
It's called BK Duo Backflip, and it's me.
It's called BK Duo Backflip. Yeah.
And it's me, Doming Duke. So you gotta watch it.
Gotta watch it. Gotta get it. Gotta download it. And Jabba the Pollard. Spell shit. Get it today or be square.
Alright then.
Okay. Well, wrapping it up, sending your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send stuff in for next week's show.
Yes. You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Customs and Calling show. And, yeah.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com. And while you're there, check out the forums. They're really nice. There's a lot of events, projects, and ways to make friends. Play Halo and just meet some cool people.
Do I read the next one?
Yes,
no,
you do.
I do.
Thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community site or contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, digging the podcast on dig.com, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes, we couldn't do it without you.
FKBC, we don't need you. Just kidding. I love you, KBC. I love you. Shouts KBC for everything, because he basically does everything. So
yeah.
Shouts to KBC.
Check out the other game. Holy crap. Edit.
They all paid us to say this, so you guys better check them out.
Yes.
If you don't check them out, then their contract's going to go through, and they're not paying us no more.
No.
So.
Check out the other.
We need money.
Yes. Sure. We need money. Yes. Anyway, check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, Achievement Junkie, the GCN Video Game Show, and JVB Show, Post Game Report at TalkingAboutGames.com.
Yahoo.com.
.com. Yeah.
You're still the best, though.
Check Yahoo. I heard that's pretty cool. I haven't been there yet, but you check it out.
So?
Check out Facebook.com and check and search for G. Lewis or Gregory James Lewis, and you can get all my status updates and my Twitter updates. Because I know you guys all want to know about me, my girlfriend, and my college activities.
And you can get his phone number and blackmail him.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I've had a few people call me. Thank you.
You got that last week, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a few people that have been calling me. They've been like, one person called me and did the Dr. Phil voice box thing. Do you like me calling a gay female? I don't remember what they were saying, but it was something like that. I was like, just give me your gamer tag so like I can ban you. Just please.
Nice. Well, until next time, guys, I'm Dust Storm.
I'm Fumo. I'm G. Lewis.
I'm Java.
Java.
And we'll... Check out his file share. Check out his cool video.
Nice.
Keep on fragging trucks, guys.
There's only one thing left to say.
No air.
No air. No air. Come on, go ahead and come on.
You need to breathe.
Mr. Undercover R&B.
Love the KBC.
You want to come inside? We got the cookies. I got Halo 3 on the big screen. I got Comcast digital cable. If you want to come watch it inside, I got the football game on.
Wow. KBC doesn't like sports.
I got Cheez-Its. Don't think you don't like the spicy habanero Cheez-Its. You love them, don't you?
Habanero Cheez-Its? You gotta be freaking kidding me.
Well, I like it how you touch the dual analog sticks there, KBC. I like
that.
You like that. Mash the A button. Oh, he jumps when you hit the A button. Oh, he jumps. Oh, man.
Wow. I am officially declaring G. Lewis as the new JVB.
Nice. I can't do that though. So.
You gotta work on it. You gotta work on it.
I have no air.
No air. No air.
How can I breathe in the air?
Come on.
I wish Rihanna was here to give me her umbrella so I can get some
Discover the website that brings you all these great episodes and headlines at GamerCastNetwork.com.